Greetings. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash.
And we're building bridges.
It's 58th anniversary, reclaiming Medicare from corporate greed and fighting for Medicare for all for universal health care as a human right.
Retired city workers and supporters on the 58th anniversary of Medicare marched against and protested at Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand's offices over a possible deal to switch their health care coverage from traditional Medicare to a private Medicare Advantage plan, which they say would cost them much more money and put a bog to stingy bureaucracy between them and their doctors.
While celebrating the creation of Medicare, the Cross-Union Retirees Organizing Committee, CROC, while decrying Medicare Advantage, also championed Medicare for all, healthcare as a human right for all. The protesters said to the private health insurance companies, whether you like it or not, the United States must join every other major country on earth and guarantee healthcare to all people as a right. All Americans are entitled to go to the doctor when they're sick and not go bankrupt after staying in the hospital.
Let's listen.
Thank you for coming. We are fired up. And we are here to celebrate the birthday of Medicare, which we love, public Medicare, which is being taken over by for-profit Medicare disadvantage plans operated by CEOs that are more interested in lining their pockets with billions from our Medicare trust fund than giving us quality medical care. We say reclaim Medicare, get rid of Medicare Advantage, leave us alone.
Leave us alone.
We are CROC, many of us here.
Yeah.
Wave everybody. Yeah. Wave everybody who's in CROC. We have many, many wonderful community speakers here with us, co-sponsors for this event. We are participating in the Be a Hero Day of Action to celebrate Medicare.
Yeah.
We are among hundreds of others nationwide who are doing the same thing we are doing all over the country. We decided to come here because we invited the senators to come down and participate with us, sing happy birthday. But unfortunately, Senator Schumer's office never even got back in touch with us.
Whoa.
But Senator Gillibrand's office did reach out. Senator Gillibrand is not in town. She's in D.C. But they did extend an offer to sit with us to discuss policy that we are interested in them pursuing, which we will, of course, take them up on that. My name is Sarah Shapiro. I'm the Cross Union Retirees Organizing Committee. We've been out here on the streets for over 2 years, and we keep fighting. Friend Leonard Rodberg, who is also a part of Physicians for National Healthcare Program, did not come today. He was scheduled to speak, and I'm just going to read his. Medicare is the crown jewel of our healthcare system. It assures that every senior in the Social Security program gets the healthcare they need. It is not perfect. It doesn't pay the full cost of care. But it is a public service that is there to care for every one of us. Unfortunately, today, half of all seniors are led through their choice or their former employer's choice into a private for-profit Medicare Advantage program paid for out of Medicare's funds. This is a perversion of the use of publicly funded healthcare. It turns medical decision-making over to an organization which sees every dollar spent on healthcare as a cost to them and their shareholders, not a benefit to enhance the public's health. The federal government and the Congress have been complicit in this expanding privatization of our public Medicare program. Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, this has to stop. You must protect our precious public health care from this creeping shift to for-profit private control. Improve Medicare so it covers all our health care needs. Expand Medicare so it covers all Americans. We need improved and expanded Medicare for all.
Yeah!
By Lenny Rodger.
What do we want?
Medicare for all!
What do we want it?
Now!
Thank you, folks. The next speaker is Mr. Mario Henry from the New York Statewide Senior Action Council.
Yeah! Go Mario!
I've been asked to say a few words about Medicare and give some personal background. My family's experience with Medicare. My mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis for 40 years. Later in life, she had congestive heart failure. 14 years, she was bedridden, living at home, feeding her nursing home. Medicare, along with Social Security and Medicaid, cared for her. She went to the hospital dozens of times. The bills were in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, which I did not have, and she certainly did not have. Medicare, along with the other two programs, made it possible for us to survive, for me to care for, and go on working. Medicare, along with the other two, what made it possible for us to exist. On a more personal level, I'm a retired state worker. I have Medicare coverage. Last year, I had to have a hernia operation that cost $24,000. Medicare paid for most of it, but my health plan paid for the rest. I also, by the way, had a bridge put in my mouth that's not covered by Medicare, but should be, and hopefully will in the future. That cost $10,000 out of my pocket. Medicare is, and the other two programs are the bare minimum that a civilized society does for its people and its seniors. The absolute bare minimum. There are those who want to privatize it, cut it, even eliminate Medicare. Reminds me of a phrase that was popular in the 60s. When I was a baby boomer, we have to confront them with non-negotiable demands. No cuts, not now, not ever. And from a previous generation, not one step backwards.
We have Dr. Moore from the Physicians for National Health program.
Folks who are interested in Medicare for all, right, and not Medicare disadvantage. All of us have been focused on implementing Medicare for all. The opposition, they have been effectively implementing Medicare disadvantage for all. The federal government have not been very helpful to us on this endeavor. They've given the advantage to Medicare Advantage and not to traditional Medicare. They've given that advantage by making it difficult for people with Medicare do certain things. For example, Medicare Disadvantage has a spending limit. Medicare, traditional Medicare, has no spending limit. Medicare Disadvantage gives people transportation services, over-the-counter drugs. Traditional Medicare does not have that. We need to be working to improve our Medicare for all. Imagine this, a Biden, Hochul, Adams administration would not be where we are actually losing traditional Medicare. But it's happening. 250,000 New Yorkers are now New York retirees who are supposed to have traditional Medicare paid for based on their contract, about to lose it. This is not new, the privatization of our healthcare financing system. New York State has done it with Medicaid. If people on Medicaid are now seeing private insurance companies That's who's covering Medicaid. So we're seeing it at the state level. We're seeing it now at the city level. And our federal government is allowing this to occur. We have to stop the robbery now. We have to continue to do what we're doing. And remember that if you allow Medicare Advantage to take over, you're going to lose of your doctors because of the narrow networks. You're going to lose the ability to get referral to specialists because that's what narrow networks do. You're also going to pay more because that's what happens when you have a narrow network. So I encourage all of you to continue to advocate for Medicare for all and not Medicare disadvantage for all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Moore. The next speaker is Mark Hannay from Healthcare for All.
I'm really excited to be here because I love Medicare. And I'm happy to be celebrating Medicare's anniversary. Director of Healthcare for All, we're a regional community labor coalition. We've been around about 30 years working on healthcare. Our core mission is universal healthcare, and we have long believed that the basis for a universal healthcare program in this country is Medicare. So we have all long supported the Medicare for All movement here in the United States, and I think that's where we all want to be going to. And I want to talk about those improvements. We need to add dental, vision, and hearing services to Medicare.
Yes, yes, yes.
And there are legislative efforts underway in Congress to make that happen. We raised it a lot over the last 2 years during the whole Build Back Better fight. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get that included in the final bill, but we're still working on it. The other thing we need to do about traditional Medicare is to put an annual out-of-pocket cost cap in the program, because right now, if you get sick or injured, your co-payments, co-insurance, deductibles, and so forth just go right through the roof, and you have no protection for that. And the good news is we already are going to see that happening for drugs in Medicare starting in another year or two. And it was the Inflation Reduction Act that had a lot of good stuff in it that are going to lower the cost of drugs for people who are on Medicare. One of them is this out-of-pocket cost cap that's going to be happening. But what's most exciting is that finally, for the first time ever, Medicare is going to start negotiating prices with the prescription drug companies. That's good. The first steps of that are going to start on September 1st of this year, when Medicare announces the first group of drugs they're going to be subject to this negotiation process. A Medicare Advantage, at the very least, needs to be severely regulated, which is not now. So we're going to be celebrating these drugs coming online, this drug negotiation process coming online. However, our dear friends at the drug companies have filed lawsuits to stop this program in its tracks. There are 6 lawsuits that have been filed so far. One of them is filed by Bristol-Myers Squibb, whose headquarters is right around the corner from here. And we're going to be holding a protest there on August 16th. So watch your emails, because we want everybody to show up to say to the drug companies, drop your lawsuits and drop your prices. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting us to be part of this event. And I'll hand the megaphone back to Sarah.
Thank you, Mark. The next speaker, we are going to wind down with some speakers from our unions. Some of the unions are doing okay. Some of them, unfortunately, are not doing well at all in terms of our point of view. The first speaker is David Kotelchuk, retiree from the Professional Staff Congress PSC.
All right. Greetings, marchers, on this 58th anniversary of Medicare. On behalf of my union, the Professional Staff Congress of CUNY and its over 20,000 members, not only retirees, but all its membership, I am here to celebrate this momentous birthday and to push back against Medicare privatization. Medicare is under siege all across the country, and we need you to act in Congress to help and support us. We are being battered by politicians trying to save money by putting the health care needs of hundreds of thousands of municipal retirees into the hands of profit-seeking insurance companies and subjecting us to their pre-approval for Medicare medical services that we have previously been afforded by traditional Medicare. Services that may be urgently needed by retirees as they move toward the ends of their lives. To say that healthcare is a human right does not mean healthcare only if it is profitable to an insurance company. To say healthcare is a human right does not mean healthcare only for those who can afford it. Even the $15 charge each time we go to a doctor's office is a barrier to care for thousands of low-income and will block or delay them on visits for which early diagnosis, especially among retirees, may mean the difference life and death. We call on senators to press the Department of Health and Human Services and the Center for Medicare Services to end the free ride to profits by so-called Medicare Advantage program. We call on senators to support Medicare for All bills currently before Congress, such as the Medicare for All Act of 2023, currently before Congress, sponsored by Representatives Jayapal, Dingell, and Senator Sanders. We must all continue to support and advocate for Medicare for All, not just for those 65 years and older. We must bring health care in the U.S. in line with the kinds of health care delivered by all other industrial countries of the world. Thank you.
The last speaker, our own Evie Rich, CROC member, and PSC retiree.
Revolutionary! Congratulations, Medicare! 58 years old and growing! Let's fight the Wall Street titans who are robbing us of our traditional Medicare. Yay! Cheers for Medicare. Yay! Hooray! 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 Now, we are the army that Wall Street never imagined. And we are going to take back our Medicare. Act or resign. Act The Cross Union Retiree Organizing Committee. Crock, little people like you who are standing up to Wall Street and their profit-making move. People like you. And I'm giving you an assignment. You have to go out there, and we're going to tell our elected officials, expand Medicare. Let's have it.
Expand Medicare!
Expand Medicare! Now, what we want to do is to eliminate the gap.
Eliminate the gap
on out-of-pocket expenses. The next thing we're going to do is to hold CMS accountable.
Hold CMS accountable.
Now, this is our struggle. Our time has come. This is our moment to take back Medicare from Wall Street.
Take back Medicare from Wall Street.
One more time.
Take back Medicare from Wall Street.
People like you and me, little people, are part of an army which is surprising our elected officials. But let me end by saying, we are in it to win it. Come on.
In it to win it.
We are not giving up.
We are not giving in.
Okay.
Gloria Brandman, and Crock member.
Gloria Brandman, I am a member of Retiree Advocate, which is a caucus in the United Federation of Teachers. I'm also in Crock. And I want to just remember that in June 30th, 2 years ago, is when we did our first march about when we found out that our union leaders and the Municipal Labor Committee wanted to take away our Medicare with a supplement that they paid for and put us in a Medicare Advantage plan. They didn't ask us. They didn't take a vote. They didn't even let us know. We found out. Retiree Advocate found out, I think, from the PSC. So we had a march, which everyone was saying was the hottest day of the year. Well, maybe this day beats it out. But we haven't stopped fighting. And along with our many rallies and marches on the ground, which Crock helped organize, and with the wonderful court cases that the New York Organization of Public Service Retirees have spearheaded, we are still winning. We do not have Medicare Advantage plan. I am cautiously optimistic. We have to keep fighting it. But we do not want to lose Medicare for all of the reasons that you have heard here today. So happy birthday, Medicare. Yeah. We're going to keep on going. We're now going to have our celebration.
This is Michelle. We've been passing around the birthday card for everybody to sign for Senator Gillibrand and Senator Schumer. Don't go anywhere yet. The birthday party is just beginning. We're going to do happy birthday to Medicare. We want everybody to sing along, okay?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
here to improve and expand and grow on.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Medicare, and we want to expand it. After all, healthcare is a human right, and we must make it so. No more Medicare for profit. Stop those greedy profiteers. Stop Wall Street. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash.
And we are building bridges to you. So educate, agitate, organize to empower we the people, and in this instance, for Medicare for all. Thanks for listening.